He has been a teacher for over 35 years. He writes a blog that says is about blowing off steam and standing up for public education. Welcome to the show, activist and blogger of the week, Peter Green. So your blog, Curmudgeducation, helps you blow off steam. What has you so steamed?
You know, a couple of years ago, I started digging into what was going on, like a lot of people. The rise of Common Core got my attention, and the more I dug and the more I looked, the more I started to see what was going on at that time behind the scenes, and the more astonished I was, and upset and frustrated, and I started blogging primarily as an outlet, a reaction to what I was seeing out there.
Frustration.
Yeah, it was really a venting activity for me. It did not occur to me that any large number of people would actually read what I wrote.
A large number of people do read what you write.
That is true. But I think I'm still writing for primarily the same reason. I see more and more, and now, of course, people send things to me to see, and I feel the need to write about what I feel about what's happening.
Yeah, I like what you say on your website. Teaching is a kind of guerrilla warfare, but every so often the war comes to us. So the wars come to us.
I think that's true.
Yeah. Well, what's the war?
In many ways, it's kind of complicated, but I think the bigger picture is that there's an assault on public education, both as a means to take the money out of it, to dismantle it and sell off the parts, and I think it's also part of a larger assault on democracy itself. Those two things have kind of put us under the gun in education.
We hear that, though, and a listener out there says, okay, the assault on democracy, the assault on the public good and stuff like that, you know, you guys are X-Files conspiracy theorists. I mean, move on.
Well, I think there are things that you can point to that are a little more obvious. I think now that the reformers have had their way in a lot of parts of the country, we can start to see how things really play out. You know, the way that in so many places, fixing the schools somehow has ended up meaning doing away with democratically elected school boards, turning public education into private schools that are publicly funded. You know, we can start to see the things that are happening out there and take the focus from what's going on locally. You can start to see that there's a pattern, that the same sort of things are happening all across the country. And I don't necessarily think there's a huge conspiracy here. I think sometimes you get the appearance of conspiracy when just a lot of like-minded people kind of team up and start going after their same sets of goals.
It's not really a conspiracy, and there's evidence to point to it. And in one way, what you just said, you know, it doesn't even have to be this delusional evidence. It's, you know, right in front of us. The closing of public schools, inner city Chicago, and cranking them out and turning them into private charter schools that are funded by public money. That's right in front of you for everybody to see.
I think a lot of people have slowly been waking up. I know for a lot of people, the reaction for a long time was looking at things, for instance, in schools, a lot of teachers looking at things and going, well, it sure looks like they want us to fail, but surely that can't be what they mean to do.
Right.
And it's taken a while, but more and more people are concluding, no, it is what they mean to do.
Your website is not only incredibly informative, but it's humorous. The truth is bleak. And yet I love going to your website because it cheers me up, even though it's bleak. You know, but I mean that's really important, right?
I think it's important not to treat a lot of what these people are doing and saying like it's really serious. It really is an emperor's new clothes kind of thing, that a lot of what's being said and a lot of what's being done really is absurd and really is kind of senseless and counterintuitive and just dumb, and I can't write about it without pointing that out.
Where did you come up with the Curmudgeducation label?
I actually sat and thought about that for a little while. Yeah, the rule of doing business in the new age. If you're going to name something, Google first. And I decided really early on that I wanted to use a made word for whatever I was going to do, and curmudgeon and education seemed to be the two things I was shooting at.
Yeah.
I was a little inspired by Jennifer Berkshire's Edu-Shyster,
yeah,
which is another great portmanteau blog title.
Peter, I want to say,
keep up the great work.
Keep up the great work. Thank you. Writing for Curmudgeducation. And Jed, what do we say?
Keep busting those pencils, man.